Welcome to Voices from the Streets from the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. You'll learn how our dedicated staff and volunteers use the transforming work of God's Word to change the lives of the homeless and addicted. You'll hear the unpolished stories of the homeless and broken and the hope that brought them to freedom and a new future in Christ. Now, here's Executive Director Pastor Robert Briggs of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission.
Thanks for being with us this afternoon as we have another time together on Voices from the Streets. This is the radio broadcast of the Union Gospel Mission in Sacramento. And it's a privilege for me as the Executive Director to spend time with you. I'm thankful that you're tuning in to hear more about what the Lord is doing amongst us at the Union Gospel Mission. Right now, we are doing a little series with my staff so that you can get to know the various staff members that serve the Lord on our campus in Bannon Street. And it's a great joy for me this afternoon to welcome to our broadcast Marissa Johnson. Marissa, good to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
Great. Excellent. Well, one of the things that we are grateful for in the last year, particularly since I've come on board, is the faithful women the Lord has brought to our campus to serve Christ. And there's no doubt that when you read your Bible and you study the scriptures, you see that women played a very important role in the early church. They continue to play a really important role in the modern church. We can certainly say at the Union Gospel Mission, if it weren't for our women at the mission, we'd be in some serious trouble. And so I'm very thankful that I can bring the ladies from our staff onto our broadcast, hear their testimonies, get to know about what they're doing, get to know their heart. And Marissa, how long have you been with us at the mission now?
3.5 years this month.
3.5 years. So you're one of our longer members of in terms of the women at our campus, because
yes,
we've added a number of ladies over the last year. And so 3.5 years, Marissa. So tell us a little bit about your life. Are you a Sacramentan by birth?
Yeah, so I was born in Sacramento. I started off in Galt, though. And then my parents split. My mom moved to Rancho Cordova, and my dad moved to Sacramento, and then we kind of just moved around a lot until middle school. I went to middle school and high school in Folsom, and then I left Folsom when I turned 18. I moved out. I moved to Fair Oaks, back to Sacramento, and I was going to Sac State, and right now I'm in Carmichael, and I like it there.
Good. Well, Carmichael is very nice. I live in Elk Grove, so I'm not too far from Galt, but Carmichael's one of the nice parts of our city for sure to be living in. So that's quite a good for us to unpack a little bit of that, Marissa. So you went to high school in Folsom, just Folsom High School?
I went to Vista del Lago. It was pretty new back when I was going there.
Okay, Vista del Lago, very good. And so you're at high school there in up in Folsom, but you told me you were a Hornet.
Yes, so I went to Sac State.
You went to Sac State, just like a couple of my own kids did.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about that, Marissa. What did you study at Sac State?
I started off as a computer science major, and my dad thought I would be good at it, and I'm kind of introverted. He's like, this would be perfect for you. And then I tried it, and I did well for my intro to programming class. But then when I got to Java, I was like, oh, shoot, my brain actually doesn't really work this way. So I switched it to communications because I thought it would just help me in any job role. And I ended up really liking it, and I did a concentration in interpersonal communications.
Okay, so communication. So one of my own girls has actually got a communications degree from... She's a wildcat, though. She went to Chico State.
Oh.
So she's a different breed altogether in terms of college experience. But interesting that you started off in computer science just because of what you do for us at the mission.
Yes.
Because you are known in the mission as our donor perfect expert.
Yes.
And you're definitely way, way streets ahead of old dinosaurs like me when it comes to computer savvy, Marissa. But so you go to Sac State, you end up diverting into communications, which is great, of course. I think one of the challenges when we're younger is we're not necessarily sure what we want to do, and sometimes it's a little bit trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes changing your major and changing it in time to get it done,
mm-hmm,
isn't a bad thing. And obviously that's what you decided,
I'll
move over to communications.
Yeah.
I mean, I've no even idea what Java even is. It sounds to me like it might be coffee or something, but I know it's something to do with with computers. So you do your degree at Sac State. Tell me, Were you born into a Christian context, Marissa, or what was your exposure, your earliest exposure to the things of God and to the gospel?
So I'm grateful to have known the Lord since I was a little kid. This was thanks to my grandma. Okay. She read a lot of Bible stories to me, and my younger sister, she was the one who brought us to church. We used to go to this Wednesday night youth type of thing called Missionettes at Capital Christian. So I did that through until I got to middle school. And I also had the privilege of going to the Christian school there for a year and a half. So I've always known the Lord, and I feel like I've always had a relationship, and I prayed. But when I got to about my preteen years, I didn't really care about going to church. I was waking up early for school 5 days a week. I had soccer on Saturday mornings.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yep, played for 5 years.
Good for you.
But I was just like, man, why do I have to wake up early for church too? I don't even want to go here, because we switched churches when my dad got married to my stepmom. So we went to her church, and I was like, I don't know anybody here. I don't want to be here. But it wasn't until I started going to the high school group and I actually started to get to know some people, and I was accepted, and I was like, oh man, this is cool. And then I went on my first mission trip, which was down the Bay Area Rescue Mission, which I know you went to recently. Wow. So that place has a special place in my heart. Okay. And that's when my faith became my own. And then I joined it was just like I was catapulted. I joined the worship band. I started playing guitar, and then I started singing. And then I wanted to learn how to do the video to post online. And I did the children's ministry. I just jumped in. And all of this, I know I was serving a lot, but my relationship with the Lord was also deepening. And then entering into adulthood, going to college and being on my own, that's where I was really having to press into the Lord, because it was really hard.
Mm. So, excellent. So there's a lot there. So interesting that you mention. We'll come back to hopefully the rescue mission in the Bay Area, but obviously the Lord got a hold of you, gave you a heart for His work, really, and wherever you could serve, you just were trying to serve.
Yeah.
You know, what church were you in at that point?
Touchstone Christian Fellowship.
Okay, where are they located?
I believe it's considered North Sacramento. They're off of Madison near Hemlock.
Okay, that direction. Okay, yeah. So not that far from Carmichael.
No, not too far.
Not far at all. Yeah, okay, very good. So you basically are there, you're serving the Lord, Marissa. College can be tough for a young Christian person. You know, being a pastor, as you know I am, our young people, when they go to college, is always a concern. Because we also know that in the academic world there are those who deny the gospel, want to test young people, want to draw them away from their faith.
Yeah.
That's why we need to educate our young people when they go to college. And then we need good churches to help the young people while they're at college. You know, there's some good Christian groups that are on the campus of the universities, but at the same time it's a challenging time. You're away from home, you're trying to make it yourself. You're trying to figure out what are you going to do, direction, and then there's a lot of temptations on a college campus, as we well know as well. So you're basically more serious about your faith when you go to Sac State, and now you've got to work out your faith when you're at Sac State.
That's right, because at Sac State, I would say it's a pretty liberal university, and so I was being taught a lot of things. I wasn't in my little conservative Christian bubble anymore. Right. And so that's where I was asking the hard questions about my faith, and I was seeking wisdom from people like my mentors, and I was looking at what the word says when there's a whole different worldview.
Right. No, very good. My own daughters went through the very same challenge, Marissa, where they were coming home with interesting questions that they were asking. And it was good, because I think it's important for us to be able to engage the world and address the issues that the world will throw up at us. Our faith is reasonable. Our faith makes sense. The Bible is true. We don't have to be afraid of that. But when you're young, to your point, you're not always sure how it all goes together.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to press in and study it out and think it through.
Yeah.
And one of the things I often think is that when a true Christian young person goes to university, their faith will actually be strengthened, but it will be strengthened in a way that you don't expect, and that is, it will be strengthened by testing and by trying and by even asking the hard questions that we all need to ask. You know, the good thing about the Lord is He's not afraid of our questions.
Yep.
The challenge for us is we got to figure out how do we answer these questions in a reasonable manner. So you go through Sac State, you survive Sac State.
I did.
For all that. Did you do any sport when you were there? Did you play soccer?
No, I didn't have time. I was working.
Yeah, it's a challenge at college, yeah. Isn't it? I know when I did my first theological degree in Belfast, I just did not have time to play as much soccer. Yeah. And so something's got to give, and it can't be your exams. So you got to get your work done.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. So you're living on the campus, or were you living off campus?
No, I lived off campus.
Okay, and just went in for your classes.
Yep.
Yeah, and you're still attending Touchstone at this point?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're going. The good thing for you is you still have your church.
Yes.
So you've still got the connection there. You're on campus. So what did you do when you finished your degree? What was your direction at that point?
I started a full-time job. I worked for a solar company in El Dorado Hills. And I was there for a couple years. And then, unfortunately, they let me go. And I was kind of like, what do I even want to do with my life anyway? So my dad had persuaded me to get a state job because I had my four-year degree. I was like, okay. So I was there for 6 months. It didn't work out. And that's when COVID hit. I get the first job I can at a different company as the receptionist, but I just didn't feel very fulfilled just making money for a company and being on the phone all day with angry people. So that's actually what kind of led me to the mission, because I knew just from serving so much and how much joy I found in it that I wanted to work in ministry. And so when I saw that there was a job posting which aligned with my communications degree for the mission, I applied.
Right, excellent. So one of the things I think is encouraging, and even if there are younger people listening to our program today, is the fact that you found that in your serving, and then you had a heart to serve, of course, which the Lord had given you, but you actually found that that was a strengthening experience.
Yes.
You know, and it's true. Ministry is challenging because you go to work with the Lord's people, and not all the Lord's people are easy to get on with, as we well know, Marissa, right?
Right.
But we have to then learn to lean into the Lord and trust the Lord and look to the Lord. But the more we give ourselves to his service, the strengthening of our faith becomes more and more, you know, obvious.
Yes.
And then we find actually there's great fulfillment in serving the Lord. And,
yep.
So you apply for the job at the mission. You come in to what is really, I guess, our office slash development department kind of work. You are, you're basically responsible, pretty importantly responsible for a lot of our data entry.
Yeah.
You know, I know it sometimes can be one of the more mundane jobs, Marissa, and you're one of the unsung heroes of the mission. But without you doing that work, we would not function.
Right.
You know, and I think that's what people have to remember, that we are a team.
Yes.
And we've got to keep encouraging everybody to play their position, because there are some, you know, I get, you know, I invited out to all these things because I'm the executive director and all of that, right? And of course, that's part of my job. But I could not function and do my work if you were not functioning and doing your work.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you come into the mission, you've got a corner spot with a computer where I see you pretty much every day, all the time. You're always faithfully doing that. What was your initial connection that, how did you, was it just you saw the job and you applied for it? Had you ever been to the mission before you actually came in for the interview?
Yeah, so I would volunteer as a musician, singer for Touchstone's chapel night. So it was every third Sunday and they still do it. So I was there a lot.
Right.
And I was exposed to the work that the mission did, at least on the front lines with the homeless guests we have.
Excellent. And that's one of your other talents, of course. We haven't had a chance to explore that part of your talent, your musical talent, where, you know, you keep the chapel going for us on a Friday morning as well. And I know you still serve in your new church that you're in, in terms of the chapel. So that's helpful, because I think that also illustrates for us that very often what happens, someone comes in to the mission as a volunteer, they come in to serve, they see what's going on and they're like, whoa, there's a lot happening here that actually I would like to get more involved in.
Yes.
And so you'd been exposed, you've been on the campus, you apply for the job, to use your talents that you've had your degree from at university. One of the challenges, though, for you, I think, is the fact that you've got, you know, you're a young woman with many talents, right? And so you're trying to figure out, where are my most useful, right? Yeah. And I know you have a heart to serve in the mission, you know, in many ways. And sometimes you get the opportunity, but one of the key jobs that you do right now for us is you're pretty much the data person who inputs data, does reports, works with finance, you're working in development. You see a lot of, you know, the checks that come through the mission, the support that comes through. You see the generosity of God's people in many regards that support our mission. But you also have a heart for the social media stuff.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that you really like to do as well. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you've got, you know, you and Rebecca now are kind of our social media team. How is that going in terms of social media? What would you like to see the mission do more of moving forward? The vision you would have. You had a blank check, Marissa, and I could give you that. What would you like to see us do?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say just having Rebecca as the marketing manager has been a huge game changer. She's just so intelligent. She's got the experience. And I feel like our social media, ever since she came, has been better than ever. One of our recent reels just popped off. It had, last time I checked earlier today at lunch, like 3,800 views.
3,800?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Is that the funny one that her and Angie did the other day?
Yes, Angie and Rebecca were on that one and it popped off. So I think we make a great team because I was doing it pretty much by myself before Rebecca came along.
I know you were.
And then I always had like somebody looking at it, like to approve it. It's just great having her. And what I would like to see going forward is just doing more, I think more videos as well, and just showing people the behind the scenes stuff also. And also just making them aware of all the different things that we do, because a lot of people know us, we feed the homeless, we have a shelter, but we do so much more than that. So we're trying to highlight like our women's clothes closet ministry and just the other things that people don't seem to know when they come visit the mission.
Right. Excellent. Yeah, I love it. I mean, one of the things that excites me as one of the old dogs on the campus, I guess now, and a lot of you young women are the same age as my own daughters, I'm loving the commitment. I'm loving the vision. I'm loving the creativity, and I want to keep encouraging that. I you're the future. You're the present, but you're also the future. And I think that one of the things that we really need is vibrant young people who love the Lord, who see the needs that we have in our day, and who want to actually contribute. Which is what I have the privilege of leading. You ladies, you young women, in this reality. And I think social media, of course, I don't do social media very well, if I do it at all. I know Facebook, that's about it, as you well know. Instagram, I'm beginning to learn. But I love the fact that you younger people, you know how to work it, you know how to do it. I mean, even you use the phrase pop off. What does that even mean?
It got very popular.
Okay, got you, right. I'm learning the lingo, you know, and I'm sure there are folks out there. And we live in a digital age. I think that, you know, when the printing press was invented in the 1500s, it exploded Christian literature throughout Europe, and it transformed the civilization. There's no doubt since the internet came along, there are bad things about the internet for sure, but there's a lot of good things about the internet for sure. And I think that, you know, where the AI thing is going to go, who knows? Again, just like anything, it can be used for good, it can be used for ill.
Yep.
What's definitely the case is that we're not going to hold back digital progress. It's here to stay, and we have to harness it for Christian purposes.
Yes.
We have to harness it for Christian mission. And that's what I love about yourself and Rebecca, especially that you're actually able to do that. And I want to give you the tools. That's why I'm asking, what's your vision for this? Because for me, as the executive director, I want to let you loose for the glory of God to really impact our community and let people see what we're actually doing. So look out for our social media as we continue to develop it here. Marissa and Rebecca and their creativity and their heart is producing material, and there's a lot more hopefully going to be coming, so that you can enjoy it and you can benefit from it and see what we do at the mission. You can join us for tours, and not only just see the videos, but come and actually see the campus. So here we are, Marissa. We're coming towards the end of 2025. You've got a new boss, which is me. You've had me for 10 months, 11 months. Our staff, I think, is in generally good spirits.
Yes.
On the campus. You yourself are now in a different church. Tell us a little bit about your church that you go to now.
So last October, my husband and I started attending Sun River Church. And it's a lot different. It's a lot bigger. But I just dove into the worship team, and I'm looking to serve in other areas. Like, I just led worship for the youth, the high schoolers, and I want to get more involved with that, which is stepping out of my comfort zone, but something on my heart. And then I serve, I lead worship for our chapel night on the second Mondays. And I'm just also available and willing to do other things. I just want to learn how to do a lot so I can be useful.
Yeah, so you're one of the things I appreciate about you, Marissa, you have many qualities, but one of them is a servant's heart, which is quite clear that you have a servant's heart, and you have a humble heart, and you want to learn. And I think, you know, one of the things we stress at the mission is that our staff are not just involved at the mission, but they have churches that are involved in God's church in different places in the city. One of the things we enjoy at the mission is we're all in different kinds of churches, so we can have a bit of fun together, a bit of banter about some of the things that we're a little bit different on. But the thing that unites us is our common commitment to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And to the gospel. And so moving forward, Marissa, as we wind things down and come to a close, what would be some of the experiences you've had in terms of, you know, you'll help out Francie at the front desk sometimes, you'll help out across at the clothes closet. You've done quite a lot of things in the mission.
Yeah.
And you still have more to give, I know that for a fact. But as you look at the mission where we're at right now, what would be one of the, if you were to say to our partners, here's one of my heart's desire to pray about and think about as we move forward?
Honestly, just having more team members, like expanding our services also, those two things would be great, because right now it kind of feels like there's a lot, and it would just be really great to share the workload in our busy season with all the donations coming in. And thank the Lord we have some good volunteers, but I'm hoping the Lord will bring us some more people in his time, of course. And then also that because of that, we can also expand our services. For example, I know Francie on her show was talking about having a shelter for the women. So that is something that would be really great for the women in our community who are struggling.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you know, because I know you take a fair bit of the brunt of this busy season that we're in right now as we're coming up to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you're hard at it. Volunteers are a great aspect for the mission, and a great, you know, a need that we have.
Yes.
Always.
Yep.
We always have a need.
That's
for
right.
Our volunteers. And certainly we're very thankful for the volunteers that we have. It's interesting that we do have a lot more women who want to volunteer, try to encourage more men to maybe get involved. There's probably more of a role for the women than there is for the men, and that's maybe something people are not aware of. The women's ministry, of course, we covered that last time with Francie. I think as we move forward, definitely expanding our staff, strengthening our staff, making development in different areas of our staff, there's no doubt those things are on our horizon. Of course, what that requires of our donors, our supporters, our partners, is that we have more support, because the more support we have financially, the more we can then expand the ministry of the mission. And so if you're listening to us this afternoon, you've been listening to myself, Pastor Robert Briggs, the Executive Director of the Union Gospel Mission. I've been speaking with one of our staff members, Marissa Johnson, and Marissa is a great asset to us at UG. If you want to find out more about our mission, you can contact us directly, and we would certainly love you to come for a tour or to find out more about how you can partner with us. In the meantime, may the Lord bless you as you continue to serve him wherever you're located. You've been listening to Voices from the Streets. We're reaching the least, the last, and the lost in Sacramento for the glory of God. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Voices from the Streets from the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission with Pastor Robert Briggs. We hope you've been moved by how God is in all they do for the homeless, addicted, and those struggling in our communities. They're honored to serve with daily meals, food boxes, clothing, and shoes, a 10-month recovery program for men, the New Life Ministry for women and children, safe shelter at night, mailboxes, chapel services, hygiene products, and showers. To learn more, donate either goods or financially, volunteer, or take a tour, visit UGMSAC.com.